How to decide how much risk to assume when investing. It all comes down to one simple question. How much money can you stand to lose? That's how much risk you should assume. If you can't afford to lose it, play it safe. It's common sense, and it doesn't require a degree in finance to figure out. You should never fall in love with your investments. If you do, you're in big trouble. Even if I think one of my buildings or resorts is absolutely the most spectacular place in the world, and most of the time they are, I still know when it's smart for me to move on to something else or keep it within my portfolio. It all comes down to your guts and your brains. You need to watch the bottom line. Alan Weisselberg, my chief financial officer, has got to be one of the toughest people in business when it comes to money. When I was having some financial problems in the early 1990s, I called Alan into my office and told him there would be tough times ahead. The banks were about to cut off our funding. Alan said, "No problem," and went back to his office, where he proceeded to renegotiate almost every payment from that point going forward. He did whatever was necessary to protect the bottom line and refused to succumb to the pressures of risk. Now he's negotiating with bankers on deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's so tough that most banks would rather I negotiate the deal than him. He's a loyal employee, and he's the ultimate master at playing the cards of business. To be a visionary and to be a billionaire, you have to chase impossibilities. Few ever get rich easily. So if you find yourself in a situation that you think is nearly impossible, ask yourself once more whether bailing is really the right decision. You never want to walk away and then see someone else less deserving walk off with the pot. For instance, I recently announced that my building at 40 Wall Street is up for sale for $400 million. That's an enormous price, and it's been a brilliant deal. I bought it in 1995 for only $1 million. It's a 72-story 1929 landmark building, and now, sadly, the tallest building in the financial district. When I bought the building, it was completely empty, and I took on some enormous risk. People had given up on the financial district, and many said that my investment would be a failure. I stood by it. Today, it's completely full, and I'll be selling it for at least 400 times what I paid for it. Deal-making doesn't get any better than that.